until we meet again.
This is Phil Neese saying happy trails to you until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We put the wraps on our morning session and make way for the morning show today. It's 36 degrees with occasional flurries here at the studios. Up next today, the update at 9, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ahead of the release of the March jobs report tomorrow from the Labor Department, the latest weekly layoff numbers are out. ABC's Mark Remillard says layoffs increased, but they remain historically low.
The labor market continues to chug along despite the high interest rates. The Labor Department reported this morning that filings for unemployment claims for the week ending March 30th climbed by 9,000 to 221,000, up from 212,000 the week before.
President Biden will speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It'll be their first conversation since Monday's strike by the Israeli military that killed 7 aid workers. The president said he's outraged by what happened. There are 400,000 power outages in New Hampshire and Maine alone. That region of New England hit hard by storms that have battered the entire East Coast. Search continues in Taiwan for people stuck in the wreckage of the earthquake that killed 10. This is ABC News. Kansas City Chiefs wideout Rashee Rice has broken his silence on a chain reaction crash caused by two speeding sports cars in Dallas on Saturday. Dashboard video shows a leased Corvette registered to Rice racing with a Lamborghini before both spun out and caused a six-car collision.
Everyone in the sports cars left before police arrived, but now
there was a confirmation that Mr. Rice was at the scene.
Kyle Coker represents Classic Lifestyle, where Rice had rented the Lamborghini. The 23-year-old sent a text saying
he would pay for the damage caused to the vehicle that we leased to him.
Rice posted on Instagram, "I take full responsibility for my part in this matter and will continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities." At least two people in other cars involved in the crash are talking about lawsuits. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Legendary rockers Kiss announced they've sold their catalog, brand name, and intellectual property to an entertainment group in a deal estimated to be worth more than $300 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 43, maybe occasional flurries, sprinkles, and a north wind at 12 to 22 later today. Decreasingly cloudy tonight and a low of 27. Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet, a high of 45. Saturday, sunny and seasonal and a high of 54. West winds at 6 to 8 miles per hour right now. It's not snowing at the present time. After a trace of precipitation in the last hour, it is 36 degrees.
Join us for the 2024 baseball team annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. We have a two-part topic today. First of all, we're going to talk about upcoming homecoming for UW Richland. And in the studio with us today, Kathy Granger, who is the president of the Alumni Association, Margaret Davison, treasurer, and Elizabeth Deidelhoff, secretary, and she is homecoming chair. I didn't say homecoming queen, Elizabeth, but
good.
But I guess you can be.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
It's exciting news. You got something coming up here at the Richland campus.
Yeah, we're really excited. We love this event. It brings in a lot of people from different eras. And this year, our theme is "The Doors Are Closed, Memories Are Forever." And I know that there are a lot of mourning people. Maybe not, but the campus doors are closed, but we want to continue to do the events that we've always done. So homecoming and the fall brunch, just out, you know, getting people together for the homecoming in the spring and then doing that brunch in the fall to honor the outstanding alumni. So today our primary focus here is to talk about the upcoming event, and we're really excited to be able to do it at the campus in the Roadrunner Gymnasium. I know that place, especially for the players, holds a special place in everybody's heart. And so we just want to invite everybody back, and really, we want to see you. You know, the event, we see people from all ages, all generations, and it's a really good event for a lot of people.
Last year, you were here talking about it. It was the first year after the announcement that the branch campus was going to be closed. But what was the reaction? Did you get maybe more people back as a result, maybe kind of sentimental and everything?
Last year, we had good numbers. Typically, the women game, we have 5-on-5. Sometimes we have 3-on-3. It just depends on availability. And the men, we usually don't have any issue with. I will say right now, the women are registered before the men this year. The men numbers are a little bit lower than what we normally see. But I'm hoping by getting the word out a little bit more, we can bring those people that always come back every single year to play, get them registered and get their spot confirmed for them.
What weekend is it, Elizabeth?
So it is the last weekend in April. It's April 27th, and the women play at 11, and the men play at 12:30.
So is it a full day of activities then as well?
Kind of. We get there, registration starts about 10, so if you want to be there at 10, we'll welcome you in the door. And then we stay until the last player leaves, and we don't push anybody out. So, you know, if people want to stay and mingle after the men's game, traditionally we've done the men's game a little bit later, but we found that the women want to watch the men's game. Just kind of has always just been the tradition. You know, when we were playing in school, the women always played first. The women always typically stayed and watched the men's game. The men hardly ever played first. So it's just kind of one of those traditions that we want to stick around, and having less lull time in between, even if the men's game doesn't start right at 12:30, we think we're going to have a little bit less downtime for those people traveling a little bit further. They can get out a little bit sooner too. It's going to be a great event.
I talked to one of the alumnus that came back last year, a gentleman that used to play for the Roadrunners, and he said it was such a treat because his wife, his kids had, I mean, they'd heard about him playing basketball, but never had a chance to see him. So, I mean, it's a great family event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It does bring, for the most part, the families all come and they watch, you know, their significant other or spouse or their kids watch. And then when there's downtime off to the side, either before or after, you know, little kiddos are running around with the balls and having a good old time.
As we mentioned, Margaret Davison is here as well. Margaret, is this event near and dear to you as well?
It sure is. I started at the Teachers College and then spent 1 year at the campus, and I have fond memories of the campus, yeah.
Yeah, so good stuff. Does it bring back memories when you start talking about homecoming its history and everything?
Yep.
Sure.
It's,
And when you go out in the community, because I know you're looking for some sponsorship and things like that, are you met pretty warmly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have 30-some sponsors from other years. And so we'll be going out this afternoon when we get this done and talking to people, looking for sponsors. And the sponsorship helps us in more than just the homecoming. It helps with our scholarships and other events.
Could you talk about the scholarships a little bit?
I don't know a whole lot about scholarships.
Yeah, so we our money is kind of, we collect it all, and we're continuing the scholarships through the foundation. We work with them. And this year we're giving away 3 scholarships. I think we've traditionally done that. And so we partner with the foundation to help get those funds out to the students in area schools.
Okay, so that's important. Again, Margaret, you're going to be out this afternoon, and are there levels of sponsorship then?
Yes, for $20 you can get your name in the flyer for the Saturday event, and for $50 you can get a copy of your card, your business card.
Are you also active in the fall event that is done, the homecoming and the alumni?
We have to set up tables and get arrangements put on the tables and all that good stuff, yeah.
The wheels are turning then for that.
Right.
And planning everything.
We should be getting some nominations soon.
Okay. I think we need to talk to Kathy Granger about that. She's on the other side of the room. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, it's always exciting. First, I want to thank our entire Alumni Association board because obviously it's all volunteer. And it's such a wide range of ages and talents and professions and just, so let me name them. Again, Margaret is our secretary, our treasurer. Liz is our secretary, and she does an awesome job being editor of our newsletter. And obviously this homecoming, she is that contact person with those players. Rob Kinder, who graduated in 08, is our database guy. He takes care of the membership, and I call him our computer genius. His wife, Stephanie, in 07, and she is our vice president. Other members are Ben Kelch, class of 1979, Tom Simonson, who also was with Margaret's class in 67, and our newest member is Mike Frederick, and 97. He and his wife are featured in this newsletter, and it's just exciting with Mike because he has a lot of new ideas and creative, and we invite that. because we don't want to do the same old, the same way. If we can add, you know, some excitement and tweak things. Gail Huffman is our kind of historian. Even though she is an alumni, we feel she is our contact person with the history of the campus. So back to the question on the nominations. Nominations for the outstanding alum. We do two, we honor two County College era people and three campus era people. And I would like to receive those by the end of April. Then the selection committee takes those nomination forms and has a very, very difficult task in selecting. It is beyond awesome to read those stories of people who had got their start from the campus or the county college. And I personally do not vote on that, but I get to read them. And it is amazing what our start here and what they have done throughout their lives.
Yeah, amazing where they've landed. I know, and I see in your newsletter last year it was Dr. Tom Rako, David Ken Manning, Charlotte Marshall, John Melby, Dr. Linda Keelan-Blust, and Colleen McCormick-Dahl. It was a great class, wasn't it?
Oh, and everybody is welcome at our brunch. You don't have to be an alum. You don't have to be have been at the campus. You don't have to be a family member. It is truly open. But so it is planned October 5th, Saturday, October 5th is this year's where we will honor our outstanding alum.
Now, if they've been, if somebody's been nominated, do you keep those from year to year?
Yes, I do. Okay. And they, I give the person that nominated them the opportunity to update it or add something to their nomination so that then those are handed to the selection committee.
What's the best way to contact you or get those to you?
Either by phone, 608-489-3629. And I'm not going to give my cell number because, as you know, we kind of live in questionable cell reception areas. Address is E17384 County V in Hillsboro. However, they can get a hold of me is great, so...
They had to have a start, at, you know, even if they took classes at the campus, do they have to have a degree?
They do not have to have their associate degree, just if they attended any point in time, any length of time, and then someone. And we don't have a formal nomination form. The committee likes just to tell us why they feel they are warranted to be an outstanding alum.
It is amazing, and Margaret, where people have landed that went to the campus, isn't it, as you look at that?
Yep, it truly they're all is. Over. Yeah,
we really have footprints worldwide.
Well, and you talk about the long history. I know it was the CASP program at one time, but the exchange program. Think about that and what a worldwide impact it's been.
Exactly, and obviously, we like Liz said, we're sad that those doors are closed, but our memories are there and have definitely enhanced all of our lives.
Margaret, what was life like on the campus back, like when you were there teaching and when it first started? Any recollections that you can recall?
I was a student.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't teach there.
No.
Yeah. You were. What was life like?
Well, it was pretty easy the first year. I mean, we didn't have a lot of students. The teachers knew everybody, and kids knew the teachers, and they could go for help and. You know, it was kind of an extension of high school. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were a little bit leery about going on to college, it was a good place to go because you just kind of eased right into it.
When everything was new and vibrant, though, that had to be a pretty exciting time, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. I was in the play Spoon River Anthology.
Oh.
And I remember I was supposed to be an old lady, and they made my nose bigger. I'm like... No. My nose would be the same size when I was older.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
Was that the first play that was at the Coppertop Theater?
I think it was.
Pretty cool. Wow. That's good trivia. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about all the plays and musicals that were put on there over the years, too. So a rich history. And a lot of those things will be discussed as well. Elizabeth, have you heard from some alumni or maybe any names that you could recommend?
I have. you know, they kind of just trickle in a little bit at a time. We're getting close to our deadline, which is actually tomorrow for t-shirts, but if things come in next week, we can make it work. I typically add shirts to the order. So the shirt this year has a Roadrunner in the middle, and then it says doors are closed, memories are forever, with the date the campuses were the campus was open, 1967 to 2023. And so we worked pretty closely with Garden Hill Graphics, just outside of town. He's always been really good with helping us design our shirts and keep them up to date. And, you know, the people that, you know, come back year after year, you know, one name came to mind right away, and that's Coach Don Fitzgibbons. He always mm-hmm. coaches the red team.
Oh.
And he's been to, like, every single event minus, you know, like, two due to COVID and other life circumstances. So he loves coming back. He called almost right away and reserved his shirt, which I was happy to hear. And then, you know, we've got people from all eras, you know, myself, Shawnee Fink. I know she's RCIS or Richland Center High School alumni as well. So she played at the campus, and we got some older and not older, like old people, right? Like, you know, they're older than me, so they're older to me, right? But I respect them nonetheless. And so Karina Halverson, the Anderson sisters usually play. And then Amanda Blado has registered. She's from Ithaca. Sarah McGlynn Thayer and her husband, Zach. I know Zach coached at the campus for many years. He was coaching there when I was there as a student. And so I'm excited to see maybe some new faces. I know that everybody has conflicts and we don't see everybody year to year. But for the most part, I've been there. And so it's nice to see those people come and go and to welcome new faces back into the gymnasium. And I wanted to call it the courtroom because I'm got the work on the brain, but it's the gymnasium, right? So, you know, welcoming everybody back, whether you played or not, you know, we want to see you there. And you can order a shirt if you're not playing. You just have to email me and let me know that you want a shirt and what color and size, and I can reserve it for you. We are requesting that you try to come to the event on the 27th for pickup. We can make other arrangements if something comes up, but, you know, we want to see you there. And so we're really encouraging those of you that do decide to place an order for a shirt to come to the event, check it out. You don't have to stay long. You can pay the day of to get your shirt. The cost is $15. So just we want to see you.
Players from the Teachers College can play too. Did you play for the Teachers College campus?
I actually did. In fact, I think we at my era, we were state champions my second year.
And really?
Just a few years ago. Of course, back then, Warren Wallace was our coach, and the faculty drove us all over the state. Total different era, but a wonderful time.
Were they the Deserettes?
Deserettes. Yeah, that was a trivia question.
It was.
And my phone rang that night. They're like, Kathy, we knew you'd know. Yeah, there's an advantage to being old.
Where did the Teachers College play its games at? Do you remember? Did they use the high school gym?
I do believe so. Okay. Yeah, I do mm-hmm. believe so. Of course, the County College building is gone.
Right. Uh-huh. Goes back a few years. You could write a book, Kathy.
Maybe. Well, I just enjoy being part of the trivia night reference.
And what about the guys? It's nice to hear that the women are responding better to the alumni game than the men. But the men usually trickle in along the way, don't they?
Yeah. You know, we've got a couple reservations in so far. I know that Jalen Alexander comes back every year. Like I said, Coach Zach Thayer. And then a few others, Gavin Dull, Grant Dull. Yep, Dominic, and usually DeAndre Howard comes back. You know, all those names that I guess are familiar to us, the guys just, they trickle in a little bit at a time, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm so excited to come back. And it's great to see their excitement, too, when they walk in the door. You know, I don't always get to sit at the front door because I'm typically playing during the time a lot of the men are checking in. But as soon as, you know, I'm done playing or we're on break, it's, you know, waving hi, smiling, welcoming, you know, it's just a welcoming community. You know, we all, even though we came from different eras of the campus, have the same connection and heartfelt memories that were created there. So even faculty and staff that have, you know, come and gone from the campus or are still in the area, they're welcome to come over. You know, we typically see, past professors or people like Marnie Dresser usually shows up. John Poole comes and stops by for a while. Usually Barb Wenzel stop in. You know, they're just familiar faces to the campus that have always just been around the community because they're in, you know, they were invested in education here. So, you know, they want to come back and see the students, if you will, that have been there, you know, were there when they were there, and we welcome them back as well.
So grateful that so many of them made their careers here, and they gave back so much to the community.
Absolutely. You know, this community is small, but I think we all bind together really well, whether we're from here or we, you know, came here to school and we never left, right? We all just kind of fit together like socks and shoes, you know. We coexist, so it's a good time.
It'll be a fun time. We'll wrap up our conversation coming up in just a moment after this break on The Morning Show.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Life insurance is a promise to pay your beneficiary at your passing, and that promise is only as good as the company that stands behind it. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Your family trusts you, and you can trust State Farm. State Farm has simplified that process. With our agency, you can feel confident and comfortable in turning to us to help you choose the right coverage amount, explain the features and benefits of our policies, and answer questions. But most importantly, to know that we will personally hand deliver the benefit to your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Richland County Campus Foundation news and newsletter and some news about the campus and its alumni on our morning show today. Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Margaret Davison, and Kathy Granger in the studio with us today. And Kathy, you're ready to go for those nominations. Hopefully you can get a few here. You said the end of April is kind of when?
Yeah, end of April. And so, again, you can either call me or my email is fairladykkg@yahoo.com. However, they need to, if they have questions, but definitely get the nominations in.
And typically, you put, four or five up every year then?
Five.
Five?
Two from the county college, three from the campus.
Mm-hmm. And there's still, I'm sure, some very worthy candidates out there, too.
Like I said, it's a tough job for the selection committee. Every year, they're like, they just cannot believe the caliber. And last year, because of the caliber and how close the voting was, we went with four campus people, but we try to stick with two and three.
Okay. As far as the foundation, are you looking at maybe doing some other things, maybe branching out on some other dates?
The Alumni Association did receive money from foundation through the Simons Trust, and that is going to allow us to come up with some new ideas and we're brainstorming on that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe bring back the road rally. We've talked about that
before. Well, you know, liability again is an issue, so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome any ideas, suggestions on, hey, how have you thought about putting this together? Because we all have this common thread of the passion of the campus and the county college, and however we can keep our association together and bring the alumni back together is a good thing.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's the other thing we talked about during the break, Elizabeth, maybe bringing back the tug of war and so you get some...
Yeah, do some burlap Olympics.
Burlap Olympics. Pull some alumni into Brush Creek there.
Right. Well, you never know. You know, homecoming can be what we make it, you know, and I'm sure that the materials are still around to do the rope is, I'm sure, still somewhere in storage. There might even be a Roadrunner costume in storage. I would bet money on that. So, you know, those memories of getting together and doing those competitions with your class or the classes, you know, those are memories that stick with everybody. So it's, you know, some of the fond memories that I have there is the relationships that I built with people. And it's great to keep those connections alive through alumni events. And that's why we as the Alumni Association are here. You know, we are trying to continue those memories the best that we can. And, you know, some players have reached out about, you know, what's going to happen to the memorabilia in the gym and what's going to happen to the jerseys. We don't know. But we are in communication with UW-Platteville, and our hope is to preserve as much of that as possible. If we've got to, you know, invest in a display case to keep those trophies on display in a different place, then that's what we're going to try and do. But we, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty still as far as, you know, where things are going to go. But we are communicating with them, and we want to preserve the history that happened in the gymnasiums specifically, you know, with those trophies and significant sporting events. So, you know, our job is to preserve the history.
I spent many a night in the bleachers calling games there, and kind of had a sad feeling this year when I would drive by and the lights were on, but there was nothing going on. It was locked up. So it will be nice to have the ball, the sound of the basketball in the gym and everything again.
Oh, yeah. It's an empty, you know, it's the gym is empty until you put people in it.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get people in there, you know, it kind of feels like home and memories. And I know that the women for sure have used the locker room in the past, you know, change. The showers still function, you know. You know, the building might be cold right now, but with warm hearts, it'll be a happy place.
There you go. How do you divide the teams up then?
So that's an interesting question. So I try not to stack, you know, one team or the other. I try to keep it even. I do kind of have an idea, both men and women, who kind of played what position, you know, who's a good guard, who's a good forward, things like that. I've been around basketball my whole life. And I kind of know who played where. So traditionally, I kind of go red, blue as they come in. But if I get, you know, too many guards in at a time, I will flip-flop a player. But for the most part, it's an alternate, you know, you're red, you're blue, you're red, you're blue, and what is. But I have gotten some feedback in the past. Oh, I want to be on so-and-so's team, right? You know, I know that the Anderson sisters love playing with Karina. They all played there together. So I try to get at least one or two of them together on a team. And, you know, I don't want any of us to – we're all going to be sore the next day, but I don't want any of us to, like, really be dragging, right? Because it's the truth, you know?
Sure.
We don't train to play basketball. And when we play this event, you know, we take as many timeouts as we need because we don't want somebody to have a medical episode. You know, if you need to take a break, if you're winded, like, call a timeout. You know, that's what they're there for. And – it might not be the traditional style, but we're all having fun and we're there to have fun and keep those relationships built. So, you know, we take timeouts, we take a good halftime, you know, a designated amount of time, and we see what goes from there. So
maybe you should play some old Iowa basketball where you only go half court, you know, you stay.
We've done that, you know, with low numbers, we have played half court. You know, it is what it is. You know, we don't need to run up and down the full length of the court if we don't think we can handle it, you know? And I know that there was talk last year. I said, you know, we can play the first half full court. Let's do it, you know? And if we decided halftime, you know, we don't want to run back and forth anymore, it's okay to play half court. You know, we're all, you know, getting, you know, all mid-30s, early 40s, and except for a couple people. So it's just, we got to take care of ourselves too, because we work and we have jobs and, you know, we have to stay healthy for our families. So, you know, the cardio is good, but we don't want to be on the floor, right? We want to be upright and walking out, sore muscles and all. So.
Sure. There'll be smiles all around. Do you have a special memory from your days of playing at the campus, like a road game or somewhere you played that was pretty special?
Yeah. You know, I had a pretty significant incident happen. I was playing defense. Defense was kind of my specialty in basketball. You know, I got to shoot a lot more playing over here at the campus, and I love basketball, and I'm pretty good at defense, I think. I felt bad for the girl. It was like she hit a brick wall, essentially. She hit me, and she fell backwards. She ended up, like, you know, being seen for a concussion protocol because when she hit me, she kind of like lost her balance and fell and hurt herself. And I did feel bad, but I was like, wow, like I'm not a wall, but that poor girl probably felt like it was, right? You know, I grew up on the farm, you know, I've got muscles and, you know, I stood my ground and she got, you know, a charge call. And, you know, there's a lot of other great memories too. You know, I had some double doubles at the campus and it was a good time.
I think that's one of the things that men and women players used to tell me when I would do interviews out there is how much more physical the college game was.
Yeah, you know, you're pushing and shoving a little bit more than you were in high school. And, you know, I think they try to, you know, limit that in high school for safety reasons. And, you know, in college, you kind of get to play a little more. And then as you watch NBA, you know, they have a little bit more aggressive playing going on. So, you know, just we have fun at this event. And, you know, the refs are volunteer. I can tell you that my brother's going to ref this year. He's alumni at the campus as well. And I said, you find a partner and make it fair. So, you know, we all volunteer our time to put this event on. And that's what's important. You know, we volunteer our time. We hope that everyone enjoys it and has a good time. And we, you know, the most important things that we want people to get out of it is a good memory.
Margaret, are you going to cheerlead then?
Nope. Those days are past.
You cheerleaded for the old teachers' college.
Yeah.
Sure. The Deseretts. What was the uniform? Do you remember the colors?
Blue and white.
Blue and white. Yep. So pretty close to the Roadrunners then, too. Sure. Anything else that you'd like to add, Margaret, in terms of?
Just come out and enjoy the day, and it'd be good to see everybody.
And you're going to be out there selling ads if anybody would like to sponsor us.
Today,
yep.
Good. We're going to be beating the sidewalk.
All right. Elizabeth?
Yeah, Margaret and I are going to be out co-doing that sponsorship stuff. I just want to let everybody know that there is a Facebook event, And it's a public event, so you can share it. And my only request is that you either send me a private message or send me an email or a text message confirming your spot. I don't want your t-shirt reservation to get lost in a comment somewhere. So if you're planning to order a shirt, be sure to either message me on Facebook. It's my account is Elizabeth Deidelhoff. And then you can send me an email at edeitelhoff, D-E-I-T-E-L-H-O-F-F, 19@gmail.com with your shirt size. If you're planning to play, tell me what year you played and your coach so I can get you added to the roster. And then, or you can send me a text message. And phone number is 608-604-5090.
All right. And Kathy, we look forward to the announcement of the outstanding alumni. That'll come sometime later this spring.
That's true. And one other thing dealing with homecoming, there is no charge at the door. You know, that is, Margaret and I are usually working that table, and the excitement when those players come in to register, it is unbelievable. They are so happy to see each other or to see John Poole or everybody. It is just, it truly is a homecoming.
Yes, it is. How can somebody get on the alumni newsletter list if they have
it? They can just let any one of us know, and we get that name to Rob Kinder. He adds it into the database, and they can get them either hard copy or by email. And you don't have to be a paid member of the association. Not that we welcome that due money goes toward the expenses, but anybody is able to get the newsletter.
Very good. Well, we appreciate all of you coming in here today.
Thank you.
Have fun, you bet. And we'll look forward to that on the 27th of April here, coming up later this month. Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Margaret Davison, and Kathy Granger joining us on The Morning Show. Coming up, Todd Coppernall, Mayor of the City of Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat to Blown Rock.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Otis R. Scott Trust Auction is Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m., located just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D at Rock Bridge, then a half mile west to the farm, featuring tractors, skid loaders, hay equipment, farm equipment, trucks, and more. Don't miss out on this incredible auction event this Saturday at 10 a.m. See you there.
On our morning show today, it is a pleasure to have newly reelected Mayor Todd Coppernall from the city of Richland Center. How you doing, Todd?
Phil, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you here. And is it kind of a relief to have this done and looking ahead to the new 2 years?
Yeah, I totally respect the election process, as I've said a few times. And honestly, my personality type is built for campaigning. So for the most part, it's fun, but it does go on a while. And there's a term, election fatigue. And that was starting to happen, right? All the time you put in, and you're so busy in trying to do the mayor's work, And that's what I want to get back to now. I'm glad we did it. Thank you to everyone who participated in the election and came out and voted. Thank you to the people so much from the bottom of my heart for electing me to a third term, but it's time to get back to work.
You're extremely optimistic for the next couple of years, aren't you?
Of course I am. I mean, why not? Why run for mayor if you don't think it's going to go well, right? You bet I am. I've mentioned a few times it's been reported locally. We're looking at 92 new apartments coming soon. Should be under construction in the next couple of months. There's a builder that bought some land in town telling me they want to put 23 houses up over the next few years. And there's a couple of significant retailers looking at us now that hadn't been in the past. And that's just as far as we are at the moment. There are other builders now talking with our economic development director, Jason Glassbrenner, fairly consistently calling him more often than they had been, just kind of feeling out the needs of the community and what land might be available. And that is just a crazy switch from what it was just 4 years ago when I first became mayor. People like that weren't taking Richland Center seriously. Well, they are now. So the optimism and the energy is let's see how many of these things we can attract and get done. And that's the work we're about to get started on here.
Sounds like more apartments, more people in town, more potential for businesses to get that money as well.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, right? Grow the local economy. It's unique living in Richland Center, and we need to celebrate that. There's a reason we live here, right? It's this beautiful landscape, and it's not a big city. If you wanted to live in a big city, they're easy to find, right? But we live here because we like it here, okay? But we also know we are a small community that's an hour from a big city and an hour from the interstate, which means we're challenged when it comes to recruiting and retaining new businesses and growing financial opportunities and career opportunities in the area. So what I'm getting at is we've got to be the aggressors. We have to take action and go out and find opportunities and convince them to come here, because we're not going to be the first place they think of to go on their own. And that's the culture change that a bunch of us have worked so hard to bring to the city. And that's where we are now in the process. We're feeling like we're reaching a point where some of these possibilities are coming to the forefront.
Do you feel it could be almost a domino effect if you did get one? You got one business to come in or breakthrough and others would follow?
I do. And I'm not the only one who does. I do feel that way. And a big part of it is the projected population growth. When you talk about 92 apartments, I don't know that there's ever been a project like that in Richland Center's history. If there is, I'm not aware of it. 92 in one move, two 46-unit buildings simultaneously built. Okay, so put two people in each one of them, you're at 184 new people. Understand, in 1970, Richland Center had 5,086 people. 50 years later, 5,114. 28 more people 50 years later. So businesses, when they project and forecast where they should go and how much money they should spend in each place they might go, one thing they're looking at are population trends, and this place wasn't growing. It just, well, everybody knows that, just sort of stuck within 100 either way for the most part of 5,000 for so long. And now when we're able to tell prospective business that these apartments are coming, well, you have two answers to two questions here. One is there should be population growth at a rate we hadn't seen here in a very long time. And two, if a business was to come here, they need a place for employees to live. And here we're saying here comes 92 new apartments and possibly 23 new houses. So to your point, it's a great way to say it. The dominoes line up, they start to fall. And the momentum just feeds itself.
It's been a growing Hispanic population that helps out certainly with a lot of jobs that they help us.
Obviously, that's a significant change in the culture in Richland Center in recent years, and mostly, not entirely, mostly attributable to the work that Cardinal and Schreiber Foods did, bringing a lot of folks through that have visas through the federal government. These are folks that are vetted and background checked by the federal government before they're allowed to come up here and work for a while, and it's not permanent. They come and work for as long as they can according to their visa. Then they go back home and go through the process again. But yeah, that did a few things for us. It did grow the population. There's no doubt about it. And some of our local businesses will be quick to tell you they benefited from that. Extra foot traffic and more people around. And the other thing it did, Schreiber Foods has now added another line to their plant here. And Cardinal was able to fill jobs they'd struggled to fill. And you're talking about two huge employers. Imagine the impact on the local economy if Cardinal and Schreiber had to start turning away work because they didn't have workers and eventually began to contract here. That would be devastating to the economy. So, yeah, their move, they went and found a way to bring these folks in from places like Puerto Rico and Mexico. And yeah, you do see now Hispanic folks here that we never saw. I mean, when I was a kid here in the 70s and 80s, honestly, I don't remember a single Hispanic person living in town. I don't, not one. I thought about that a few times, and they're certainly around now.
Do you have a list, like Todd's top 10 list of things you'd like to accomplish or like to see in the next few years?
Yeah, we banged away at housing. I've said it, I think, every single time I've been on the show. And here we go with the apartments and the houses. So that's fantastic. That's always going to be something of a focus because, of course, you can't grow the population without homes. And getting them is a great way to build the tax base, too. But, yeah, some more businesses, right? I get asked about a grocery store all the time. I'd love to see that. I get asked about a clothing store all the time. I'd love to see that. And if we get those, what might that feed and what might come next? And then just the other thing, and this one's a really big one and very complex and really at the moment is in the hands of the county. But in the future, when they get ready to move forward, will have to involve the city because the property exists within the city limits but is owned by the county, and that's the campus property, which is a lot of things in one story. It's still heartbreaking. It's still devastating. There's still a lot of angry people, and they should be. Perfectly justifiable and understandable. And it's a loss, a very big loss to the community that had had that campus there for so long now. But now we're here. It is what it is. We can't change it. That's obvious. You see other communities losing their 2 years as well. Waukesha's is closing. Fond du Lac's is closing. Washington County's closing. I don't think that's the end of that story either. But what do we have? Well, we have that property, the land and the buildings right there on the west end of the city. So how can that best be utilized? It's going to be a little bit of for better and for worse because there's a lot of emotion, as there should be. But it's a fascinating opportunity if you can get yourself free to think of it that way. It's a fascinating opportunity to develop that. And I have no idea what will end up happening there. But I think it's going to be, as I said, just a fascinating process to go through. And I have no doubt that the right people in the right places will make good decisions and will make the most of it. You know, it's going to take some time, but who's to say? That really does, for all of the negative that comes with the loss of the campus, the opportunity now to make the most of it, to redevelop that into something positive. I think it's going to just be a wild time here in the community, and a lot of debate, I'm sure. That's not going to come easy, but it really does represent a big opportunity.
The buildings, though, you and I both know that a building can't sit empty too long before it starts to kind of lose, you know, kind of decay a little bit. And that's one of those things where you can't just go buy it. It goes through UW Platteville, correct?
Yeah, that's a concern. So obviously, right, and when the UW system realigned and the two-year schools were aligned with a four-year, so the UW-Richland campus became Platteville-Richland and so on like that. And yeah, right, Platteville's involved, but, you know, the lease that created the campus existed with the UW Board of Regents, so really it's Madison through Platteville, at least in my opinion it is, Madison through Platteville to Richland County. But yeah, there are steps in the process. To your point about the buildings, that is a concern. It's very expensive to heat and cool those buildings. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm talking six figures a year just to do that. Well, you can't leave them. You can't turn off the heat and the cooling. You cannot do that. Imagine buildings going through a winter without heat in there. It does terrible things to the structure. It doesn't take long. So yeah, there's a lot of pressure on this situation for sure. And the county's doing it right. They're going through the process of having each building sort of examined and getting good advice, which buildings are ready to be fixed up, which buildings might be too expensive to fix, and so on like that, so that when they do step to the next phase into more decision making. They have the right information to work with, because obviously the last thing that needs to happen is for those buildings to fall into worse condition just through a lack of occupancy.
Concerning other projects and possibilities too, sometimes you got to give to get, right? A lot of the businesses are going to want before they make a move, right?
Always. whether it's me or Jason Glassbrenner in the economic development office, if somebody calls and says, I represent this business and we're looking to expand what we have or maybe bring something new to your town, in the next sentence, does the city have any money? Is there a grant available? Every single time. So it's always in the process, right? Yeah. And obviously in our community, our city and our county are small comparatively to other areas, and we are not made of money. So we can't just, well, here's millions for you and millions for you. It doesn't work like that. You have to really examine what you're getting into and discern, and always remember the taxpayers, always, every time. Think about the people paying property tax here, because you could, if you go too fast, you can cause a real problem there too. So there's a balance to all of this. But see, that's, we're fortunate to have skilled people in the right places and an improved infrastructure for development through a personnel infrastructure for development. And I trust the people we have to do the work they need to do and make the right choices. But yeah, there's always the ask, Phil, always. What's in it for me if I come to your town, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of big events coming up in the summer, and I commend you. I see at almost every event that I go to, I see Mayor Coppernall there. So I think you enjoy that. You love your town, don't you?
I love my town. Grew up here. Grew up here and left for a long time and came back. And right, both sides of the family lived here for so long, and so some of my family still does, and so many friends that I grew up with and their parents and on down the line. So yes, I love my hometown, but I also, I'm just a very social guy, and you know that. So when you get a chance to get out with the people, that's the fun side of being the mayor. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have things you have to do. That somebody needs help, they're upset about this or that, that comes with the territory. But the fun side is getting out with the people. I love to meet. I've met several times with high school groups of students, and that's great. I love the young people and their energy. I've met several times with groups at the senior center. I've met several times with veterans groups and things like that. And that's where you really get the payback for being the mayor, that real one-on-one heartfelt connection with the people of the community.
Spring here and the summer as well. I mean, it's fun to be mayor 365 days a year, but I think the nicer weather, people getting outside and, you know, walking the streets of Richland Center, it's a good time.
It's more fun to be mayor when the weather's nice, isn't it? It's more fun to be a lot of things in Wisconsin when the weather's nice, isn't it? Yeah, and I do look forward to it. You know, you see the increased use of the bike path, for example, and you do see the events downtown and around town, and I'm looking forward to that.
You're just looking forward to getting back to work, I guess, right?
Absolutely. It's time. The election's over, and we'll get on with it. We'll have our next city council meeting on the 16th of April, and just proceed, right? There's a lot of work to do, and that's fine. That's why you get into this. We've got a strong city council, Phil. I should commend some friends of mine also on the election. So Mr. Ron Fruit was just elected to his own very own 2-year term as alderperson in District 1. He had been appointed to finish a term that was expiring. He's now elected into his own 2 years in District 1. In District 2, alderperson Tom McCarthy has been reelected to a new 2-year term. In District 3, Mr. Kevin Melby. In District 4, Mr. Ryan Cairns. And that's half of your city council. We've got 8 good alderpersons. We've got a lot of good city staff, committee members, commission members, board members. We have talent. And we have commitment, and we have passion for the city to get things done. And that's another reason I'm excited, because I think the entire group is committed to a similar goal, which is to make good choices and help the community grow and thrive.
It's a key like that in anything. Surround yourself with good people, right?
A very wise man, several of them over the years. The first one was back when I was a young 19-year-old delivery driver for what was for the Richland Family Prescription Center. A man named Paul Corcoran was a young pharmacist in town who hired me, and his boss was a man named Bob Vallock, who was from Reedsburg and owned this pharmacy at the time and hired Paul. Well, obviously, before Paul went on to be the owner. And Bob took me aside. I was a 19-year-old skinny kid with wavy, thick hair. And he said, kid, in your rest of your life, here's what you're going to do. You're going to surround yourself with smart people and let them do what they do. Find talent and let them be talented. Mm-hmm. And he said it just like that to me when I was a 19-year-old kid. And here I am at age 56, and I can still quote it. So there must have been something to that.
Indeed. Anything else you'd like to add, Todd, as we wrap it up here today?
Sincere gratitude, honestly, to the people of Richland Center who have now elected me mayor 3 times and trusted me, and to my friends associated with city government who are as committed as I am to helping the place grow. It's just gratitude is key in life, and I got a great reminder of it with the election results, and I do not take it lightly. So thank you, Richland Center. Let's go have another great 2 years, and I'm ready to get back to work.
How can people best contact you?
The best way to do it is on the cell phone that the city provides for me, which you can call me on or text me on, 608-604-5399, 608-604-5399.
Sounded like Prime Movers.
That's right. That's right. Where's Adam?
Let's get Saturday.
Let's have him sell an antique doorknob for me now.
There you all go. Right. Well, we look forward to having you on the morning show again in the near future and talking about more about the exciting things coming up in Richland Center, Todd.
Thanks for having me on the air again, Phil.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Are you looking for a great deal?